it may be the most controversial education effort since state lawmakers approved charter schools 19 years ago. If supporters collect 25,000 signatures in the next few weeks, a commission would be chosen to write new rules dictating how the district would operate. The Home Rule Charter would then appear on November's ballot. If at least a quarter of Dallas's registered voters turn out and approve it, the district would follow those new rules. The process has led to loud rallies like this one a few weeks back.
It is not change itself that educators find objectionable.
Hector Flores represents Hispanic administrators in the Dallas Independent School District.
But rather how it comes about and how it's implemented. Secretive, divisive, out of the blue, lacking information, lacking input, questionable supporters. How can anyone support the concept of home rule when there's so many questions that have not been answered?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, many questions. But let's stop and turn the heat down a little and ask, what is home rule and why and who are some folks pushing it? Meet retired corporate accountant and two-decade DISD volunteer, Louisa Meyer.
I personally have been wanting change almost as long as I've been involved.
Meyer not only chairs DISD's Citizens Budget Review Commission, but is a board member of Support Our Public Schools, SOPS, the nonprofit pushing home rule.
This law was written in 1995, and my 26-year-old, I think, was in second grade at the time. And there was great excitement that we were going to have more freedom in decision-making at our local campus, and I never saw it transpire.
Meyer has seen DISD problems from the inside and says there's got to be a better way.
A principal told me, I have the person I want to be my parent engagement person, but the rules say she doesn't fit that criteria. But for me, she's the best person to do this, but I can't deploy her to do that work.
He should have that flexibility.
Right.
That other voice belongs to Human Resources Executive Wilton Hollins, who's also the president of Support Our Public Schools. He says home rule could give DISD that flexibility to be more financially and academically efficient. An African-American and a DISD alum and volunteer, Holland says he cannot sit idly by, as just 1 in 10 DISD graduates are college ready.
It's becoming, I would say, a civil rights issue to not educate these kids. We have kids graduating now thinking, assuming that they have the tools they need to enter into the world, and what they find out shortly after graduation is that they don't.
So what's in home rule that would prepare more graduates for college or a career, or free the district from certain rules? Well, nothing yet, says Mike Morath, because the charter hasn't been written yet. He's the Dallas school trustee, he says maybe the only one, who backs this effort.
The thing is, home rule is no panacea. It is designed to allow you to opt out of a variety of state regulations, and it's designed to allow you to change your governance structure. And if we think in Dallas that our governance structure is an impediment to our teachers being successful, then the home rule debate is worth having.
Morath thinks the structure does contribute to bad education outcomes. He wants trustees, including himself, held more accountable. So if, for example, there's no academic improvements in 5 years, a charter could force a new trustee election. Morath also thinks it's important to change school board election dates, an option that could also be written into a charter.
Dallas ISD has elections in May. Houston ISD has elections in November. Dallas ISD's turnout is, 4% to 6%, depending upon the district. Houston's turnout is between 11 and 20%. So a much broader swath of the electorate gets to play a role in choosing trustees in Houston than they do in Dallas.
A new charter could also replace currently elected trustees with appointed ones and change their length of service. SOPS members say they're not interested in that. Texas also allows a home rule district to ignore teacher contracts, but Support Our Public Schools says it doesn't want to change that either. There is no hidden agenda, says Geronimo Valdez, another SOPS board member.
Anywhere, anytime, I'll be there. And so we're doing the best that we can to reach out to the community and see who's interested in us coming to speak. We're interested in educating and discussing and listening to anybody that'll have us.
But at most meetings held so far, those showing up already seem to have made their choice. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.